This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
We've all been there. You've had a long day, and all you want to do is plop down on your couch with the latest episode of Walking Dead and a pint of ice cream. By the end of the episode, you are 3/4 of the way through your chocolate peanut butter cup gelato, ready to polish off the last bit when you peer at the label and see you've just consumed 3 servings and 780 calories. The Food and Drug Administration first introduced the ubiquitous black and white nutrition label found on all food packaging in 1993. As a part of the Nutrition and Labeling Education Act of 1990, the original concept behind the Nutrition Facts Panel was to offer consistency in reporting significant food information to the consumer, including calorie counts, serving size, product ingredients, and important nutrients. Over 20 years after its conception, the Nutrition Facts Panel is up for a redesign. The FDA cites people eating larger portion sizes, higher rates of obesity, and the known relationship between the risk of chronic disease and nutrients as reasons to update the label. As the way Americans consume food changes, the information provided by the Nutrition Facts Panel must also change. What changes can you expect to be made to the label? The proposed Nutrition Facts Panel will focus attention on the amount of calories per serving by making that number appear larger than any other information on the label. The label will no longer include the amount of fat per serving, rather emphasizing the types of fat that are in the food product, like saturated fats and trans fats, which can potentially contribute to heart disease and obesity. Added sugars will be included along with the total sugar in the food product, so consumers can see the amount of sugar that is added by the manufacturer during the production process. Serving size measurements will be changed to reflect the proportion of food an average person actually eats from a package, like a whole pint of ice cream or a 20-ounce bottle of soda.
Portion sizes were based on information from the 1950s and 60s when people were eating much less than they're eating now and much smaller portions. So this is an attempt to make the portion sizes of packaged foods more realistic.
That was Dr. Marian Nessel, author and professor of nutrition at New York University, explaining the need to update portion sizes. Since law mandates reporting the serving size based on how much a person actually consumes versus how much one should consume, it's necessary to be realistic. And for those packages of cookies or bags of chips that sneak up on you and suddenly you've eaten the whole thing, the proposed nutrition label will have a dual column that will provide information for both the individual serving size and the whole package. The proposed label will feature serving size prominently across the top of the label and will be presented in household measurements, like cups, making it easy to know how much food is in the container, something that most consumers might not know. Dr. Nessel believes the proposed changes to the Nutrition Facts Panel is just one part of the larger fight against obesity and its related diseases, but does have the potential to help inform consumers.
This is a step in the right direction. If people aren't clear about what the calories are and the amount of food that they're eating, this ought to help a lot. And in my experience, people don't have a clue. They think if it comes in a package, it's got 100 calories, no matter how big the package is or how many servings there are in it. So anything that helps clarify that is a good idea.
If the new Nutrition Facts Panel passes through regulation, the food industry will have 2 years to enact the proposed changes. The proposal is currently in a 90-day public comment period. This period allows for public health professionals, food activists, industry groups, and concerned citizens to be able to read and comment on the proposed regulation. Dr. Nessel will be using this time to voice her concerns over the proposed changes. And if you also would like to comment, you can do so at www.regulations.gov. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Bitsy Kipping.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Yakima Dub by Evan Hashi. Thanks for listening.